Hi there, everybody, and welcome to the Nerd Dump Podcast. Today's a floater episode all about the first season of Legion. I'm Cody, as always, and with me here today is Stephen Honey.
I'm Honey, your general violent guy.
Yep, and today we're going to be talking about the first season of Legion, overall what we felt about it, how it went, what we want to see from it in the future, all kinds of fun stuff. But real quick, for those of you who don't know, if you haven't seen the first season of Legion, you should probably stop listening.
Because spoilers!
Yeah. Legion is a show that appeared on the cable network FX, I believe, which is owned by Fox, which has the rights to the X-Men in the cinematic universe. They did some trading with Marvel to get the TV rights to it, is my understanding.
And I watched it all on Hulu, because I don't watch TV. Normally.
Yeah, we both watched it all on Hulu. I believe it's still completely there the entire first season.
As far as I know of, yes.
So if you haven't seen it, go to Hulu, if you have Hulu, and try to watch the entire first season.
It's only like 8 episodes.
Yeah,
it's so real short. It's not that long.
And then come back and listen to this afterwards. But before we get into the show, we're going to be talking a little bit about the comic history of Legion. Now, there are some spoilers from the show in the comic book history of Legion. So again, if you have not watched the first season of Legion, stop here.
Binge watch it real quick. I mean, you've got lots of time because, you know, you're people. Yep. You don't have a life.
We'll give you about 2 seconds to leave.
And okay, we're back on track with what we is doing.
Now, Legion, or David Haller, as he's known in the comics, also David Charles Haller, as he's known in the comics, is the mutant known as Legion. I say that that's a spoiler in and of itself, because if you just go into the first episode of Legion, you don't really know it's about mutants until the end.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, oh, he's a crazy guy. Yeah. This is awesome.
Now, he is the son of Professor Charles Xavier, one of the most powerful psychics in the Marvel Universe. He does have several mental disorders in which he has multiple personalities and other mental issues, which has affected his life growing up, obviously.
Just a little bit.
At one point, even he has multiple personalities in which each personality controls a different facet of his mutant power, as Legion did grow up to be a mutant, and he is an Omega-level mutant.
He can do all sorts of crazy stuff.
Which basically means he could... My interpretation of what an Omega-level mutant is that an Omega-level mutant is someone whose powers are strong enough that they could destroy the Earth.
Yeah, probably.
That's what I've always assumed. Now, Legion in the comics has done several things, but notably, probably one of the most notably, is when he kickstarted the Age of Apocalypse saga.
Yep. He killed the wrong person.
Yes, Legion, gaining back some of his own mental faculties, was able to realize that his father was Professor Xavier, which in the show he doesn't fully... He knows that his parents weren't who he thought they were. But we'll get into that later. He travels back in time using his powers to try to stop Magneto from gaining power by killing him before he could. So he travels back in time to when his father, Professor Xavier, and Magneto were working in a hospital together. When doing so, he actually lost his memories again and eventually regained them from being triggered by Magneto. Then he fought Magneto for a little bit, not only exposing mutants earlier to the general public than they were supposed to.
Already altering the timeline. Yep.
But he fired like a psychic attack at Magneto.
Mind bullets! Or in the shape of a knife in this case. But
And Professor X jumped in front of it. So Legion ended up killing his own father in the past.
Dun dun dun.
Which then created the alternate timeline of Age of Apocalypse, which is a great storyline if you haven't read that.
Yeah, it's one of the only times I actually like Cyclops.
Yeah.
I hate Cyclops in every other timeline, but I like him in Age of Apocalypse.
Yeah. But so that's a quick overview of the kind of things that Legion can do. Obviously, he has multiple powers. He's a powerful psychic. He can move things with his mind. He can travel through time. He can teleport in just things we've seen him do in the show even. So
he can teleport himself, other people, objects, all sorts of random stuff.
But we'll get into that. We're gonna get into the show now. So overall, season one is complete now. It's all out there. We've both seen the entirety of season one.
Yep, all 8 episodes.
How did you feel about it?
I really, really liked it. Mm-hmm. I kind of figured towards the end what was going to happen. So that was kind of a letdown that I could already see what was going to happen. But
right.
It was still a good show overall. Yep. I really, really enjoyed it. I like craziness. I like people that are crazy. I like violence, and it had all of that. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got to love somebody running around with a Tommy gun.
Yeah.
And that's great.
Which is part of the interesting part about the show is you don't fully understand what time frame it's even supposed to be.
Yeah.
And I think they do that on purpose.
Oh, yeah, of course. It's completely open-ended. That way they could take it whatever direction they want.
Yeah. And I also very, very much enjoyed Legion. I think it was my favorite show this year.
Yeah, probably.
I can't think of another show that I look forward to watching more than Legion right now.
No. I mean, there's some shows that I enjoy watching, but right. Legion was like, oh my God, I got to watch the next episode.
Definitely the best superhero show I think I've ever seen.
Yeah. I mean, I enjoy all the Netflix, Marvel shows. They're great. But there was usually one aspect or another that kind of let me down.
A few episodes that are a little boring.
Yeah. In the Netflix ones. Even like some of the more abstract episodes, which I mean, there's only like 1 or 2 out of the 8 that are kind of more abstract, but they still were awesome
for Legion. Mind blowing, yeah.
Yeah.
So the show of Legion kind of starts off with the character David Haller in a mental hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. With his friend, played by Aubrey Plaza, Lenny Busker.
Yeah, he just calls Lenny.
Just Lenny. And they're in a mental hospital together, and Sydney shows up.
Yeah.
Who is another female.
I don't know. With powers.
Yeah, but we don't know that yet.
Not yet.
What we do know is Sydney does not want to be touched by anybody.
Yeah, no physical contact. That's bad for her.
And the first episode just kind of goes on for a while with them, like, Legion kind of, like, flirting with her and eventually asks her to date him and stuff.
Well, yeah, he asks her right there in, like, the little, like, group, like, discussion stuff. He's like, hey, you want to be my girlfriend? She's like, yeah, sure. It's like, oh, okay, crazy people in love. Yeah.
So
like, actual crazy people in love.
And this is all you see so far. And it's just like, okay, well, they're crazy and they're in love. It's interesting because the way it's shot is almost a thing in of itself. The colors that they use, mm-hmm. the textures, that weird guy that's hiding in the background in most of the shots.
Yeah, and all the trees and stuff.
And all the trees. Yeah, I always thought about that. The one drooling guy.
Which I found humorous later on when they were all in the mental hospital.
Again,
inside the mind of David.
Yeah.
And the one guy that got shot and was dying. He was the guy that was drooling in the wheelchair off to the side. It's kind of funny.
But then as the show goes on, we find out that Sydney's going to be leaving the mental hospital.
Mm-hmm. She's on her way out. She's cured or something like that.
And David runs up and kisses her. And that's when things get real wonky. I mean, everything's been a little weird up until that point.
Well, yeah. Mental hospital full of crazy. So, of course, it's a little weird.
But at that point, things get real wonky. At first, you don't really know what happened. It's just
kind of like an explosion. They go flying back from each other.
Everything gets dark in the room where David, who we think is David, is still. But it turns out that Sydney and David switched bodies.
Because that's Sydney's superpower. That's why she doesn't want to be touched. Because if she makes physical contact with anyone, she becomes them.
It's kind of like the curse, not curse, but the power that's basically a curse for Rogue.
Yeah, except for she just takes their power. Yeah, she doesn't actually become them in this sense.
But so that's fun. And then we have this whole section where David is inside Sydney's body, and we don't really, at that point, see what Sydney's going through right away.
Yeah.
We kind of see a little bit of it, but not a lot. And David keeps touching his new Sydney body.
I mean, as any guy would probably do. He's like, ooh, I'm in a hot chick's body. I'm going to have some fun. Especially since he hasn't gotten to touch it. I mean, she didn't want to be touched.
Right.
For obvious reasons that we just discovered.
And then, I forgot all about, because he's being interrogated the whole time, too.
Yeah, he's being interrogated. Oh, yeah, I mean, that's true. It doesn't start off quite as an interrogation.
So crazy.
Yeah. Which, we don't even know who's talking to him.
Right.
He got that, why
that actor comes back later in the
season. Yeah, too. That's crazy.
Yeah, I like him.
I did. I enjoyed him. I
don't remember his name.
It was kind of interesting when they showed that guy's backstory. Yeah. I thought it was kind of cool. I was like, because I was like, what are they doing? Why are they doing
this? Why do I care about this? I do care about this.
And then he sides with him. I mean, they built up characters really well in the show.
Like, especially for just having 8 episodes.
Yeah, for just having just 8 episodes. And what they were more or less like an hour long.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you take out the commercials if you're watching it on Hulu and everything like that, and it's 40, 50 minutes, somewhere in there. But it's really good. They really focus a lot on each individual character.
Right.
And, I mean, even, what is it, the real creepy dude that...
The eye, yeah.
I don't even fully know what his, like, abilities are, but he's always, like, in the background carving and doing weird stuff, and he watches things.
Yeah.
And, I don't know.
He has some sort of powers because in the end he takes that one. He's in the form of that one guy when he shoots them all.
Yeah, and then
but I don't know if he's a shapeshifter or if he's some sort of psychic or what.
Well, it doesn't matter. He died.
Yeah, he's real dead.
He got super crushed.
Yeah. But David's getting interrogated. Eventually, we start to realize that David might not be just insane. He might have superpowers.
Yeah, because they're trying to figure out, they're interrogating him, asking, where'd Sydney go? Yeah. Where's this other person? You know, is any of this real? What'd you do? Did you kill her when you killed everybody else? Because when Sydney got switched to David's body.
And gets all of his powers.
All of his crazy, super strong, omega level powers. Kind of basically drops a nuke in the building.
Yeah, she appears to alter reality all around her. David's friend Lenny appears to get stuck in a wall.
Which killed that
person.
She's
super dead now. All the other patients and doctors and everyone who is in the hospital appear to be stuck in rooms without doors.
Yeah, that was interesting.
The lights are all blinking and stuff. She escapes. I don't think we ever figure out how she gets out, do we?
Lenny? Or no, not no, Lenny. Sydney?
Yeah.
What did happen to her? Because, okay, no. Because they thought they were taking
David. Yes, the team, which has no name. Dr. Melinda Bird leads a team similar to the X-Men.
Yeah, kind of.
And they come and they try to pick up David, but it turns out they actually grab Sydney instead.
Yeah, because that's why she ended up rescuing him, because he got taken afterwards.
Yep.
Because they had swapped in the bodies.
Yep. And then, that scene where they have David in a pool because he had already used some of his powers.
And, and they're like, we're going to have a contingency and we're going to fry you if you try anything.
And Sydney finds a way to talk to David inside of his memories, which I guess, or inside of his mind.
Yeah.
I assume it had something to do with the character that can like walk through people's brains or whatever, you know?
Oh yeah. The dude with the Tommy gun.
Yeah. I assume he had something to do. What's his name?
What was his character's name?
I don't see him.
It's got to be here somewhere. Hold on.
Yeah, it's...
Tonomy?
Tonomy?
That's which a weird I could have sworn that. They... Okay, that makes more sense, because I always thought they called him Tommy, which I thought was funny, because he had a Tommy gun.
Yeah.
And I didn't know if he just had a nickname of Tommy, since he carried a Tommy gun.
Right. But I assume he had something to do with Sydney being able to get into David's mind.
It's very possible.
Outside of David and Sydney just now having that bond now.
What did... Miss Bird, what is her? Yeah, Bird.
Yeah.
Is that what those are? Yeah. What is her ability?
As far as I know, she doesn't have one.
I thought she did.
They never showed anything in the series that I can remember, because I always thought that she was human and her husband's just a mutant.
Yeah.
And I believe the government is the first. The government bad guy is the first one to say the word mutant. Because up until that point, we do not know Legion is a mutant. We do not know anybody's a mutant officially.
Yeah, because it's basically, you know, they make Legion it seem is. Like everything, all his flashbacks where things are going on and it could be telekinesis or something, is just his like psychosis of some sort, being schizophrenic, being whatever, some sort of delusion, thinking that he has powers. Everybody just kind of downplays them, like, no, you're just crazy. Right. You don't have superpowers. Nobody has superpowers. There's no such thing as superpowers.
Yeah. But Sydney contacts him in his brain, tells him to, when the time comes, and he'll know when the time comes, to get into the water, get underwater. Yeah. And then that's when all the superpowery goodness starts.
Yeah, it's like, Fire everywhere.
Fire everywhere.
Who created the fire?
I still don't know. I was thinking about that just now.
Because, like, the one guard guy that could do all the crazy stuff that ended up drooling,
yeah,
he was the one chucking he rocks. Was like, things, he was like, yeah, summon earth and throw it.
Yeah, you know, I still don't.
But what?
I don't know who created the fire.
I don't know either. Because Carrie and Carrie,
they power link.
Yeah, they're
interesting.
Yeah, they're two people in one.
Yeah.
Although I thought it was kind of weird that she only ages, the female Carrie only ages when she's outside of the male Carrie's body.
Yeah.
So he's getting older and she's staying the same age.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was kind of weird.
Interesting concept. I would never even considered that as a, because I don't see the benefit of that, but it works.
It's interesting. It's almost, we just got attacked by a Jedi. I don't know why there's Jedis here.
That was weird.
But
okay.
Anywho, on to the random people on the team of
yeah.
super-powered people that were saving him. Because Carrie, the female Carrie...
Female Carrie's there.
She's just a good fighter.
I forgot.
Basically Tommy. There. We're just going to call him Tommy.
We're going to call him Tommy because it's easier to say. And Sid is there.
Yeah.
Right off the bat. It's the first three we see out of the water.
Well, okay, that's true. Because then the guard guy... what is his name? I don't know if we ever really knew... He seemed like almost like Ms. Bird's bodyguard.
He's only really in like...
A couple episodes.
That first episode and then the last few episodes.
Yeah, well, but he drives from time to time.
True.
Like, he's like her driver slash butler slash bodyguard.
And he appears to be
whatever.
Able to just throw things with his mind.
Yeah, he's just like, oh, hey, look, let me just pick up this chunk of metal or, this rock.
People.
Yeah, flinging people. That was awesome. I enjoyed that.
That scene where I
still don't know who did the fire. Because, what did they do that they ignited fire everywhere?
It might have been science. Maybe Carrie had something to do with this.
That's true.
Science thing.
He is super smart.
Because male Carrie is kind of the beast of the group.
Yeah, except for, he doesn't Hulk out. He has a girl that comes out of his body that can go beat people down.
So we've got kind of our Professor X in Dr. Bird. Kind of our beast in male Carrie.
Yeah.
Kind of our Wolverine in female Carrie.
Yeah, she's probably the most aggressive, crazy, like, I'm going to go kill everybody.
Yep.
What would Tommy fall under? I don't...
Maybe Jean.
Well,
but
I mean...
Less powers.
I'd almost say, like, the Jean, because Jean seems to be the voice of reason a lot of times, and the sense of things, and that would definitely be Sydney. Tommy almost seemed more like the Cyclops character, in my opinion. He's not really the leader,
but he
would kind of keep everybody in order.
Because Professor X is technically the leader of the X-Men, but Cyclops leads in the field.
Yeah,
and
Tommy
kind of
leads
in
the field.
And he uses a gun, which is kind of a ranged weapon like Cyclops has.
Yeah, so we've connected the dots.
Yep.
And if you disagree with any of that, okay, cool, whatever. Drop us a line and say, hey, you guys are dumb.
And Sydney could be the Jean, could also be the Rogue because of her powers.
Yeah, I mean, she's a mixture.
Kind of both, yeah. And then we have Legion, which is...
Everything else.
Everything else.
He's just, the Jubilee. No, we're just not Jubilee.
He's got the chaotic memory loss problems of Wolverine, the pure power of the Phoenix.
He can pretty much control
the
whatever.
Of Colossus.
I'm sure he could fly just like Storm.
Yeah. Yep. He can teleport like Nightcrawler.
Yep. He's got it all.
Yeah. But that's just... We've only discussed the first episode, which is actually my favorite episode of the series.
My favorite episode is when basically his friend Lenny, who's actually...
Oh, we haven't even gone into that. Keep going, though. Yeah.
Okay, but what's the... Damn it, what's the...
The Shadow King.
The Shadow King. I was like, I just spaced out. So the same Shadow King that used to bother... Storm back in the day when she was in Egypt.
And fight Professor X all the
time.
Yeah,
and fight Professor X in the stupid...
Astral Plane.
Astral Plane! Yeah. I was like, the non-physical realm. Yeah. Why can't I think of this? In the Astral Plane. He's the one that's leeching on to David and controlling him at times. And in the episode where he seems like he's unlocked his powers, but it's really just the Shadow King taking control.
Yep.
I love that because he went on a murder spree. Which was glorious.
Yeah,
like, there was people, like, half sticking out of the floor.
Parts of people just
laying
around.
Like, you know, there's like, hey, look, there's a foot coming out of the ground.
Right.
And that's it. There's, like, blood stains everywhere. Just, you know, he looks super demonic as he's just destroying people with his evil, devilish grin.
Which is something else we didn't super talk about is what the Shadow King looks like in the series.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Okay, well, in what form? Because he takes the form of Lenny.
Right.
And also, at times, in some of the best flashbacks,
sometimes people, he's Aubrey Plaza.
Yeah. Sometimes he's some other dude. And only in like an episode or two. Because they're like, no, there's no Lenny. There's only ever been Benny.
Yeah.
Some other dude that ran around with him. But, yeah,
there's
whatever.
There's yellow the guy.
Yeah, there's the yellow, weird, bald, like, disgusting, bloated, morbidly whatever.
Gross.
Oh, yeah, gosh, yeah.
Yellow eyes. He's always smiling.
Yeah, which is, I don't know. Then there's also the dog form.
Yeah.
King. Yeah, his dog from his childhood that he talks about.
Which is
his
sister. Good foreshadowing.
Yeah, because they're like, no, we never had a dog. Blah, 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 blah. No, yeah, okay, whatever. Then there's the angry
child.
Angry child.
Angry boy, I think is what they call him, yeah.
Yeah, angry boy. And, wasn't there another one? I was thinking there's another form.
There might have been. I don't know.
Yeah. So there's all sorts of different
forms. We still don't
know.
For all we know, some of those could be different personalities. We just assume they're the Shadow King.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure King is the Shadow King.
Yeah. King is Shadow King.
We know Lenny.
Angry Boy and Lenny and vice versa, Benny, were Shadow King for sure. But I was thinking there was another one.
There might have been. I don't even know. There's so much going on. It's a series that you do need to rewatch it.
Rewatch it.
I've watched the first episode two or three times already.
Oh yeah,
and I love it.
Oh yeah, it's great stuff. But no, the episode where the Shadow King's kind of basically breaking through and taking control of him and goes on a murder spree, killing that government group that
to save the sister. Was that what they were doing?
I think that was kind of the justification.
What he thought he was doing.
Yeah, he thought he was going in to save his sister and kind of let the Shadow King take reign in his brain. Did not actually intend to rhyme. Sorry about that.
Yep.
try not to do that again. But yeah, no, I love that because he just unleashed probably not the full potential of his powers, obviously, because the world is still in one piece.
Yeah.
But he just goes to town. And when the rest of the team are like, oh, we got to go save him, they show up and like, everybody's dead. Just everybody's because
they thought he'd need help.
Yeah, they're like, oh gosh, he's got a good grasp on his powers. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's emotional, trying to save his sister. Oh gosh, what do? We show up, everything's destroyed. People are dead. People are just
the parts
smeared, whatever. And then, how did the one dude, the guy that's initially interrogating him in the first episode, how did he get exploded?
He was in the fire pool room.
I thought, no, but... wait. Oh, I'm thinking of a different part later on, towards the end, when they, like, do the whole weird crazy thing, and they make a tower of people all mashed together.
That was...
all the guards.
Thing. That was...
that was something completely
that
different.
Was really cool.
I forgot about that. But that was awesome. There's a lot of good action in this.
There's a lot of good visuals. There's a lot of, like, intense background emotion, even. Like, it's not all right here on the surface. It doesn't go, this is what's happening. Go down your throat. A lot of it's...
yeah. And they go into the background of David numerous times. And like each time it's like, well, here's a little bit more truth.
Right.
Like what you initially see is what happened in his background isn't all true.
Yeah, we find out the Shadow King has been messing with David's memories.
Yeah, because Tommy has the ability to go into people's dreams and relive things and whatever. And they have this crazy table with some weird things that they all... hold on to. I don't know what those little handles were supposed to signify, but there's some way to link them all together.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, probably Scientology. That makes sense.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, they go into his mind and he's like, whoa, I can't like move around freely like I can normally do in other people's minds.
Yep.
And, you know, it's like, whoa, there was a glitch there. It just skipped forward. Like, what happened here? Why are these there? And they start noticing something wrong.
Stop resisting me. And David's like,
I'm not resisting. I don't know what's going on. Yeah. Oh, I know what the other form I was thinking of that he took, but that was actually David taking the form of the, like, child David.
Oh, yeah.
Because Sydney chased child David down in the mental house
that
was inside David's head.
Yeah, because the whole time David does not know that the Shadow King's there.
Yeah, he doesn't realize that there's another personality in his head that's not his own other personality.
Right. He thinks he's either just crazy or that this is somehow the manifestation of his powers.
Yeah, but it's actually the Shadow King, because once Mail Carry, the scientist dude, discovers, he's like, there's a completely other brainwave in his brain. Like, somebody else is there.
A parasite. He calls him a parasite.
Yeah, he's referring to him as a parasite.
Until he figures out who he is. Which is interesting, because that means Carrie already knows who the Shadow King is.
Well, yeah, because Dr. Bird's husband had dealt with him before in the past. That's how they already knew who he was. Which also, where Dr. Bird's husband kept going to the astral plane, probably where he learned about the Shadow King and all that stuff, ended up getting lost there because he lost himself in the astral plane because he spent way too much time there.
Oliver Bird.
Which was awesome. I loved his character. And it was so great. Stuck in the 70s or whatever.
Yeah, he 60s, lived in 70s. An ice cube.
It was great.
Yeah. And there's all this stuff just going on. And I love the explanation, the chalkboard thing, when David was sitting down in his own mind.
Oh, yeah.
With Rational David.
Yes, Rational David and Irrational David. Yep. So two Davids having a conversation, trying to figure out what the hell's going on.
Writing out what must have happened.
Yeah.
It's the best way I've seen exposition delivered in a long time.
And I love that the little chalkboard drawings kept moving on their own.
Yep. Oh, that was good.
It was well made. Well made show and all.
Yep.
And when they finally do force the Shadow King out of David, I knew it was going to go straight.
So did I.
To
that was the only predictable part of the series.
Dr. Bird's husband. And it was like, because that's why I was saying,
they
like,
finally
the
got
end,
him out of the coma.
Yeah, it's like, he's out of the coma.
Well.
And he just realizes, like, oh, now I know why I know her. Yep. She is my wife. I'm like, oh, he's going to get taken.
Either taken or dead is what's about to happen.
Yeah, I figured he wasn't going to die right at that point. I figured the Shadow King was going to go there because he'd need another host.
Another psychic, preferably.
Yeah. Preferably another psychic, but he needed another host.
Which a lot of the characters, if you think about it...
Because he did hop between bodies for over there.
Well, the girl Carrie and the male Carrie have to be at least a little bit psychically connected with each other. They felt each other's pains.
Yeah.
So they're psychics. Tony, whatever we're calling him.
Tommy. We're calling him Tommy because he has Tommy again.
He's psychic.
Yeah.
Because almost every dreams. The guy who could throw things, that's telekinesis. That's psychic. Pretty much everybody there except for Sydney is psychic. And even Sydney's a little psychic because she was bonded with David.
Yeah, so she could, because she could actually see the manifestations of the Shadow King that only David could see before.
Which was great because, again, that leads to the concept that maybe David isn't maybe it's not just his powers. Maybe he's crazy. Maybe, it's such a good show. You should definitely watch it if you haven't.
Yeah.
Because they're trying to spend most of the season convincing David he's not crazy. He's just a mutant. And then just
he's
like,
is kind of crazy.
He is crazy, and he's a mutant.
So this is bad.
Yep.
He's an Omega level mutant that is crazy.
Yep. So the Shadow King ends up escaping in the end, inside of the doctor's husband, Oliver. they are able to stop the bomb. Like, the humans are going to nuke.
Yeah, they're going to blow up the place, do whatever craziness, but they did save the day in the end for that.
Yeah.
Now they notice that Oliver's missing because he drove away with Lenny, and that's how it kind of ends.
There's that other. Did you see the post-credit stinger?
What happened? I don't remember. Like, I remember seeing it,
David,
but I don't remember.
And Sydney are standing out on a balcony talking about what needs to be done, and then this little robot flies.
Oh, that's right, and takes David.
Yep.
I forgot about that. Yeah, because it totally collected. Oh, is it the Collector?
I don't know, because Collector is Marvel proper.
Oh, that's true,
Now, who I think it could be, which would be interesting, you remember from the X-Men cartoons, Mojo? The guy who does the game world?
It could be Mojo.
That'd be really cool.
And what was it? Oh, shoot. Who's the guy that... There's another one that does things. Man, not important. It probably is Mojo. I could see that. Because that'd be awesome, because Mojo and the Mojo verse, or whatever they call it, you know... That nothing's been done with that in any of the things. So
I don't think they're going to touch it in the movies, but this
probably
would be a good
not.
Way to do
it. So So what do you think is going to happen in season two then?
I'm hoping it starts off with a bunch of Mojo stuff. Frankly,
you know, now mentioning that, because I knew they were going to go try to find Oliver.
Right,
I knew that. But outside of that, I was like, what are they going to do for season two? Like, I mean, it's a great show and it was well made for the first season, but it's like I didn't know what direction they were going to go for season two. But yeah, dude. The Mojoverse, that would be awesome.
Yep.
So if anyone from Marvel's listening to this and you guys are questioning what you're doing, just do the Mojoverse.
Fox, Marvel, whoever's doing this, Mojo.
Mojo, Mojo, Mojo.
I would like to see a known mutant. Someone we know.
That'd be cool because since all these characters were made for the show other than Legion, obviously.
And Shadow King.
And Shadow King. Yeah, I guess Shadow King is an established person as well. I'd like to see,
because especially if they do Mojoverse, they could just have another, they could have an X-Men who's also been taken into the Mojoverse to fight.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Hugh Jackman. Hugh Jackman. Wait a second. You're the Wolverine. No, I'm not.
No. That would be really interesting. I'd also like it to look like a different decade. Because this one kind of looked mostly like the...
They stole a lot from different time frames. Yeah. Like, it had kind of 60s and 70s feels at times. I don't know if they... I mean, I don't know what they were going for, because, like, Sydney wore a lot of stuff from the 60s.
I don't think we're supposed to know what it's from. I wanted to, like, constantly shift. But
it has to be later on, because Oliver was stuck for, like, 20 years in the astral plane, and he was stuck in, like, the 60s and 70s.
Yep. And we see tablets at one point.
Yeah, we see all sorts of technology and other crazy stuff, but...
Yeah. I do want a little more to connect it to... the proper X-Men. So that'd be nice.
They should totally make Deadpool appear.
Deadpool appearing would be interesting.
I don't think they will, but that would be awesome.
But yeah, that's kind of what I want to see. Do you have a favorite, like a standout character from the show you really like?
I mean, I like David and I like Sydney a lot. And those are, you know, obviously the main ones they focused on. But I really liked the Eye, even though I didn't fully understand what the hell he was doing half the time,
right?
Or what his power exactly was. Mm-hmm. I really liked him.
Yeah, I can understand him that.
And the government guy that got the burnt,
two-faced looking dude.
Yeah, the guy that got burnt and, you know, had to rehabilitate and thought he was like, I'm going to go back out in the field and do this and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, no. For me, standout character, honestly, Lenny, Shadow King Lenny.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I liked her a lot. I did, but too. But she's hot, so yeah.
Yeah.
I think she's hot, but she does crazy well.
She does crazy real well.
And especially I like crazy.
When she's decaying at the end.
That was awesome.
Like, her eyes aren't moving, and she's, like, biting all the time and stuff. It's like...
That was great. Super great.
Yep. So, overall, for me, Legion, 5 out of 5 flushes. What about you, honey? Rating scale.
I'd actually give it a solid 5 out of 5.
5 out of 5 flushes from both of us. So that's 10 flushes you can take to the toilet or whatever we're doing.
Yeah, I don't even know what we're doing half the time.
Yep.
But, you know, that sounds good. But that seems like we've come to a wrap on this floater.
Yep.
So hope you enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. And if you did, for some stupid reason, listen to this all the way through without watching the show, go watch the show. Heck, amazing.
If you've watched it, go watch it again. It's almost better the second time through, frankly.
Yeah, and if you've already watched it 2 or 3 more times, whatever, watch it again.
If you've watched it that many times, make a podcast so I can listen to it, so I can catch things that I missed. Because I'm sure we've missed stuff.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. With all the stuff that's going on there constantly, I'm sure we missed things. I need to watch it again. I'm probably going to go watch it again.
Yeah.
So... we're going to go watch it again. Okay. You guys have a good one. See ya.
Bye. This has been a Nerddom production.